Men are fortunate, when they age, they are often seen to become more attractive over time. The classic silver fox is a middle-aged or older man whose hair is tinged with gray. Research studies confirm this view of a positive aging experience for men. Nonetheless, men do have aesthetic concerns, many of which can undermine their confidence. Medical aesthetics clinics can confirm that more and more men are becoming clients. Aesthetic clinics can address the following concerns for men. Hair loss. While being a silver fox is great, if there's no silver to fox, it can be a struggle to feel confident. Proven therapies for thinning hair include PRP, platelet-rich plasma, injections to the scalp and marine collagen oral supplements which support healthy hair growth. Unwanted hair. While a full beard is great, not all men love their entire body covered in hair, and laser hair removal of back hair, for example, is a commonly sought-after aesthetic procedure. Body contouring. Many men are devoted to their diet and exercise routine or weightlifting program at the gym. With that kind of effort and commitment, it can sometimes be frustrating to be plagued by a resistant area of fat such as love handles or tummy fat that gets in the way of the desired six-pack. A double chin just like your dad's may not be your favorite inherited trait. Wrinkles. Wrinkles can be signs of wisdom and ruggedness, but they can sometimes present as worry or stress depending on how genetics have rolled the dice. Many men will use neurotoxins like Botox to relax those frown lines so they appear more calm and stress-free. This is particularly common for executives and sportsmen who like the appearance of, what? Me worry? Jawline enhancement. A chiseled jaw is a classical aesthetic ideal for men. Jawline and chin enhancement can be achieved by double chin fat removal injections and non-surgical dermal filler enhancements to the jawline and chin. Sun damage and redness. While some men embrace a rugged leathered look to their skin, not all men look good in a Clint Eastwood complexion. Many men also suffer from irregular spots of pigment or growths on their skin due to sun damage. Some have red, vascular veins on their nose or cheeks which suggest they imbibe too much when they don't, often a sign of a skin condition like rosacea. Photo rejuvenation lasers can clear up irregular pigment and excess redness while providing anti-aging effects as well. Pelvic floor health. Men, like women, can suffer from issues of urinary continence, especially if they have had prostate surgery or radiation. Erectile dysfunction can also afflict men as they age. Treatment with high-frequency electromagnetic therapy to induce pelvic floor strengthening is an effective treatment offered by certain medical aesthetic clinics. Skincare. Many men enjoy the ritual of shaving and beard, mustache tending. Therefore, it's not surprising that gentlemen enjoy high-quality skincare preparations. Consulting with an experienced medical esthetician to prescribe a customized and effective skincare program, pharmaceutical-grade products formulated with active ingredients, can be a real game-changer. What a man may hope to communicate through his appearance can be quite personal. Frequent aspirations include looking healthy, great complexion, thick hair, firm skin, appearing strong, chiseled jaw and trim body, seeming calm, confident and stress-free, no worry, frown or stress wrinkles, and presenting well-groomed, no errant hair, great skin, hair and nails. Men tend to seek aesthetic treatments to address those personal aesthetic concerns. Time is an important factor as well. Men tend to choose treatments which provide lasting results with minimal to no effort or downtime. A pared-down approach with a goal of natural-looking results is the typical playbook for men when it comes to aesthetic enhancement or treatments. More and more men are visiting aesthetic clinics each year. While handsome is as handsome does, a little help from the pros can't hurt. Connect with a team of professionals to get started at ArtMed here.